In the Outdoor Living Hour, talking trees right here on Rosie on the House. Our previous caller had an orange with some interesting symptoms. Y'all had some thoughts on them?
That's good Mupper music. I like that. Good job, Mike. Yeah, the citrus question, we gave that some very hard thought over that break. And, you know, there, I would ask a couple of things. One is, you know, how old is the tree? And because of the younger trees, as Dan was just saying, what was that? Dan just looked this up and heard and read. Go ahead and give us that little bit of
info. Yeah, often poorly established trees, young trees, can take some time before they're producing sweet, juicy citrus.
Right. Well, you know, trees use the sugar and starches from that they produce through photosynthesis for defense, for new growth, and for reproduction, including the fruiting. So if they're partitioning those energy reserves to one of those three things and the fruit is not that big a high priority, maybe some defense or maybe just getting the roots established in the soil, which is the new meristems, you know, growing and producing new growth, that may be more critical to the tree's survival. And maybe the fruit's not going to be on the winning end of that that battle for those reserves. Again, improving the cultural conditions, too, is important. You know, regular watering, deep watering of all of our trees, so make sure they have enough moisture to produce good fruit. And another topic that is just dear to my heart is the whole aspect of composting. What we do commonly in our landscapes to keep the leaves from blowing all over the yard is we routinely rake them up and throw them away. And we break that natural nitrogen cycling, which in nature it takes place when the leaves drop to the ground, decompose, and then we return those nutrients back to the soil, including the nitrogen that's in those leaves. And
which nitrogen is a big, pretty big component to most fertilizers.
Right, absolutely, and it's a big component in our compost. So if you do decide to pick up your leaves, and this is a great time to talk about that because we have a lot of leaves dropping. A lot of our deciduous trees are starting to lose their leaves. We really recommend, instead of just throwing those away, is trying to compost them. Backyard composting is really popular all over town, and especially in our desert soils. We have tight clay soils with very little organic matter. So if we can return some of that back to the soil, it's great. If you can leave your leaves,
HOAs won't let you.
Right. But if you can leave your leaves, we really recommend doing that because it's really healthy. It provides some insulation from sun, reduces the evaporation from the soil, so you're getting more bang for your buck in terms of your watering because your watering is staying in the soil with that insulation of leaves on the surface, preventing the evaporation. It's also improving the soil microbiology. The composting leaves help to reduce toxins in the soil. It's a lot of really great benefits. But if you can't leave the leaves, rake them up, put them in a compost pile, and start building some good, solid, finished compost. And then you can take that compost and either work it back into the soil around your trees, you know, just dig it into the soil, or you can lay it a thin layer of it. We recommend just 1 or 2 inches of compost around your trees and shrubs to just improve the growing conditions around them.
And in the compost form, it's easier to keep it there without having to worry about it blowing away.
Right. And like I said, you can dig it into the soil if you need to, but it is heavier and it stays on the ground. Right. It doesn't blow around like the leaves.
Let's get to Margaret and Chandler and see what we can do to help her get a saguaro cactus relocated. Good morning, Margaret.
Good morning.
Yes, ma'am.
I have a big saguaro die that just kind of fell over. I don't know why, but I don't know if anything I could have done. But anyway, I have a piece of land in Mesa that's a lot of saguaro. So I thought I'd just go move one.
Okay. So she's got a saguaro cactus on her home in Chandler that fell over. And then she's got some property in Mesa that has saguaro on it. Can she go dig up a saguaro from her Mesa property and put it in her Chandler property?
I'm not really sure if she owns the tree on both properties, if she's required to permit that move. But the saguaros are a protected species, and they're normally to buy and sell a saguaro and to plant or transplant one, you need to get a permit to do that. I'm not sure the agency that you have to go to do that, but I would definitely call your city and talk to them directly, because it could be a local permit, but it might be a state permit that they need to have permission to do that. It's quite easy to get, but you don't want to be digging out a saguaro cactus and moving it and end up getting a fine for doing so. But yeah, they're easily transplantable. You mentioned a tree that had fallen, a saguaro that had fallen down. There is a very common bacterial infection called bacterial necrosis, which gets into our saguaro cactus and invades the vascular system of the tree and eventually kills them. And it's a shame that you lost your tree. We see that happen a lot around town.
Anything you can do about that? Or?
No. Well, you can do some treatments if you catch it early enough. If it's in some of the extremities of the tree, out in some of the arms or high up in the tree, we have carved it out, dug it out as far back to some good tissue, used a bleach solution to kind of irrigate the area and try to keep it from spreading deeper into the tree. But once it starts traveling down into the vascular system of the tree, it's pretty hard to stop it.
What does it look like?
There's some necrosis that occurs. It's a blackening of the tissue, and you'll see some black bleeding. Sometimes you'll see the saguaro start to turn from that beautiful green color to more of a yellow or a brown. You'll start to see a little translucence on the outer cortex of the skin of the cactus. And that's an indication. If you start seeing that discoloration, you don't see that nice, beautiful green, time to do some inspection. Sometimes you'll see the birds that'll get inside when they're cleaning out their spring nest, and they'll start throwing some of the water out that's trapped in the tree. And often you'll see this black stuff that they'll throw out. Well, that's that bacterial necrosis that they're trying to clear out the area for their nesting. But sometimes the fluid that's given off from the disease will collect in those saguaro boots, and that's a good indication. You'll see that black stuff that birds are trying to throw out of the nest as an indication there's some disease going on.
We hope that helps, Margaret. Do y'all work with someone that moves cactuses, or do y'all do that regularly?
No, we don't move cactus, but I'm sure there's some companies out there that do.
I think Bonnie would be someone that we could call for
a referral. Yeah, that'd be a good idea.
We'll get you in touch with Bonnie of the Arizona Tree Movers. She's been a guest on
Arizona Big Tree Movers, yep.
And current president of the Arizona Community Tree Council.
That's right.
Let's bring Marilyn in the conversation from Ahwatukee. Good morning. How may we help you?
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. I have a lime tree that we planted probably about 2 to 3 years ago, and it is growing, but we notice it's just dropping leaves like crazy this year, and we don't know why.
Yeah, limes are really frost sensitive. It's a shame to be losing any kind of leaves this time of year as we're turning the corner into winter. I'm not sure what would be the cause of losing leaves. Whenever we see a tree present symptoms that are seen through the entire canopy of the tree, it often points to a problem below ground. Unless there's some sort of a bacteria or an insect problem that's widespread through the canopy of the tree that usually is pretty obvious to the eye, seeing insects or seeing some sort of an obvious sign. If it's just the leaves simply dropping off the tree, I would look underground and determine if there's a cultural problem there, if there are any changes in the irrigation, possibly an over-fertilization, maybe a wind or a rain event. I'm just trying to think of some things that would affect the entire tree at the same time. Have you done any fertilizing recently?
Not really, because I'm not sure. I do have a compost, so I do put compost on it from my compost bin. But other than that, not really.
Be really careful that you don't put compost too deep. You know, people think that a little bit more of a good thing is better, and it often isn't. That's why we always recommend about an inch, maybe an inch or two maximum. Don't put 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 inches of compost around your trees, because they need the oxygen, and you can actually cap the oxygen. Also, keep the compost away from the trunk of the tree. That can set up conditions for fungal pathogens to attack the root collar if you have the compost piled up against the trunk. And then you add water to that, and it actually wicks the moisture up against the trunk tissue and causes some serious problems to the cambium. Which brings me to another possible cause of that defoliation, and that would be overwatering. If you ever are overwatering your trees, they'll often drop their leaves. The leaves will start to yellow, and then eventually they'll start dropping off if the tree is suffocating. We have to remember that our trees do need water, but they also need oxygen. They need the root system, ideally, to completely dry out between waterings. So a nice deep soaking on our trees, allow the root zone to completely dry out, and then come back and water again. And it's that water on top of water on top of water that sets up conditions for fungal pathogens to get active.
Well, that was a host of information. If you need to re-listen to that, you can get the audio archive at rosieonthehouse.com to get all the details and information John shared. We appreciate the call. Dan, you said you like big trees. Paul's got a pine tree. Let's see if we can get you up there and help diagnose what's wrong with Paul's pine tree. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Yes, I live by Elliott and Valdez behind Cooper High School in Acreage, SRP Irrigation. I planted 3 pine trees in June, and by September, they're all dead. I'm going to plant 3 new ones. They're 15-gallon pot trees. What did I do wrong? Was it too much water, not enough water, or just too hot of a summer?
Yeah. what was your watering like, can I ask?
Every 2 weeks, we get irrigation.
Okay, so it was strictly irrigation watered on the new pine trees?
Right.
Okay. When did you plant them? When did you say you planted them?
Beginning of June.
Beginning of June. Okay. It's generally recommended with a new tree going in, particularly in hot months, that you water about every 3 days. That's especially in the summer with the hot weather. About every 3-day watering to keep those roots somewhat moist. They'll dry up quite quickly. So if you were just relying on every 2-week irrigation, I would think they weren't getting enough water.
Especially in June, now with it being November, can he get away with every 2 weeks, or even still in this cooler time, every 3 days should he hit it?
I think, being a newly planted tree, you're going to want more than every 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. Yeah.